Time is a great healer, but a lousy beautician. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Time is a great healer, but a lousy beautician. Well, now that all depends on who's doing the looking. When a beloved looks at their beloved, they think that time has been a wonderful beautician. They look at the face of the one they love, and they see only joy and happiness. They see only the fulfillment of everything good and beautiful. Now, if we look at elderly people by saying time is a great healer, but a lousy beautician, if we look at elderly people and we see them as marked with age and marked with wrinkles and blemishes and liver warts all over their hands and stuff like that. Don't even say it, that's right. What are you doing? What are you doing? Now, if Jesus Christ were to walk into the room right at the moment, what would you look at?
At his aura.
You would look at his eyes. His aura, you might not even see it because you might not be privileged to do that. Because you might not be recognizing the aura within yourself. And I assure you, lady, I assure you, if you cannot see your own aura, you will never see the aura in Jesus. Mm-hmm. So you better start looking at your own and recognizing that it's there. Now, what do you look at when you see a person coming in the room who is rather spectacular?
Their eyes.
You look at their eyes. And are their eyes old or young or anything? No. Their eyes are just whatever they are. They're sparkling with whatever the person's character and charisma is. And you don't see anything else. Now, I'm not saying that let's just look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a bodybuilder. He has a good body. And he shows it off in the various movies, Terminator and other things, you know. And he's got his muscles that are standing out there and doing all these things. And great. Now, are you so blind that when you look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, you don't see the governor of California? Huh? When you look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, are you so blind you don't see his children? You don't even know about them. Are you so blind you don't even see his wife? That the marriage that he has, which is rather good. Are you so blind that you don't see all of these things? You see, if you look in a person's eyes, you don't look at their outer appearances, because their outer appearance, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, there's nothing wrong with his body. It's just that it is so well developed, it is not normal. You understand?
Yes.
It's not like an ordinary body. Now, maybe our bodies are supposed to be that way. Maybe we're all supposed to be super developed as a wonderful weightlifter bodybuilder. But as far as we conceive ourselves, we're not. So when you look at somebody, now we have Dorothea Zimmerman. When she comes here, you look at her eyes. And she's just a sparkling, bubbling, beautiful woman. Now, if you were to say, how old is she? You'd say, I really can't tell. If you were to say, what sort of complexion does she have? What sort of skin does she have? What sort of clothes does she wear? What sort of things like that? You'd have to stop and think about it. And when you stop and think about it, of course, then you can be aware. But when you are living from your intuitive self, when you're living from your divine self, when you're living from your inside, then you see the eyes, then you see the real beauty, that beauty which is not destroyed by time. Time is a great healer, which means that you forget. Time is a great healer, which means you forget. Time is a great healer, which means you forget. I propose today that we forget now, whatever the unhealed things are about us, and be healed. We don't have to wait for time. We don't have to wait for time. We don't have to wait for time. Why?
Because all time is now.
Ooh, how about that? All time is now. Then if time is a healer, then it's now, right?
Yeah. Done.
You see, we have these phrases, we have these words, we have these concepts that keep coming up in our life, and we keep falling in the trap, you know. Yesterday, you know, and all the beautiful songs about tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow with our little orphan Annie, and all of these things, and they're wanting a time that isn't now. And now is the time that there is. Now, if we could go through our joy song books and make every joy song a now song, what a great thing. But I don't think we'd have much work to do because most of the songs are now songs. But you see, this is what we believe. This is what we live. Now, what is this here? A lousy beautician. The people who think time is a healer, that you got to have time to heal all wounds, are the same ones who think that time is a lousy beautician. And that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. Like the article that I wrote this morning for Serendipity. What did the bird say? He says, all the words that we're so familiar with hearing, let's pretend. Let's pretend that this is so, like I can hope and want and desire. No, do it. Do it. Mentally, be a bird. Mentally, be a flower. Mentally, do whatever you want to do. Do it right now. Don't say, hey, I think I'll try that. You guys go ahead, wait, I'm going to try it. Do it right now. Do it right now. You don't have to worry about people who are around you. You created them. So if you think, Herb's article was interesting, I think I'll try them. So here, a whole room full of people, and you look out the window, and then all of a sudden you see yourself sitting on a branch of a tree with a bird. You say, hey, that's interesting, you know, different. Or you see yourself sitting on top of the car with a squirrel, or a cat, or a cat.
And then, tiger. Like,
yeah, yeah. The cats are always up on top of the cars, you know. And you see them up there, and then you go along. Or like this little cartoon that Mary Willett sent us about the golden retriever, you know. His master went to answer the door and had just put a sandwich down on the sink counter so that he could eat it when he came back. Big, beautiful, thick sandwich with all the goodies in it. Did you see it? And did you press it on full screen?
Nope.
Go to full screen. Press it on full screen. And then here this dog is looking up there. His tongue, you know. And so then he gets up on a stool there so that he can reach it better. He takes the sandwich and and then he sees the Coke up there. It's a commercial for Coke that they made this thing for. And so there's a can of Coke up there. And he reaches up there and he takes the Coke and out of the camera, crunch. And blub, 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 he's drinking the Coke. And then the next scene, he looks up there to see if there's anything else, and there isn't. So the next scene shows him with the family cat, which loves him, and he picks up the family cat in his mouth and sets it up on the counter where the sandwich was. And then he lays down in the corner. And, of course, the cat is going to get the credit for eating the sandwich, but of course the cat couldn't eat that much of a sandwich, and also the cat couldn't crunch the can like he did. But isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting, the games that we play and the imagination? Now, did that dog really do it? Yes, it did. It was trained to do that. It was trained maybe not to crunch the can, but I'm sure it did that too. But it was trained to go up there and do these things. Well, if it could be trained to do it, could it do it with his own imagination? You can be sure.
Oh, yes.
You can be sure. Oh, yes. They're loaded with ideas. Like Rex, he comes to the table here, and he says, I'm going to shake them up. And he just casually walks by the table. He puts his head over in one instant and away in an instant. He's got the napkin, and he's running, and he's got you all chasing after him. You know, I mean, he knows exactly what he's doing. He plays it so cool. Yeah, and you see, this is what it's all about. We live in a world of these false illusions, and we name them real, we name them important, we name them in control of our life, and it's up to us to let them alone and go and be our own self and do our own thing and be untouched. So time is a good healer, great healer. Well, okay. But all the time is now, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Then healing is now.
Exactly.
Okay. But time is a lousy beautician. Well, that is all in the eyes of the beholder. Now, what are you beholding if you're seeing time as a lousy beautician? So, think about it. Think about it. Now, if I said to Ingeborg, Ingeborg, I am going to produce a movie. And in that movie, I need an 8-year-old girl. You know where I put an 8-year-old girl? Ingeborg says, I'm an 8-year-old girl. I'll play the part. And I said, no, Ingeborg, that doesn't quite fit. And she said, well, yes, I am. I can play the part very nicely. And I said, well, Ingeborg, you're so tall, you know. And she said, but I can play it. And so we hire a little girl to play the part. And then the little girl can't talk very well at all. Has not a good speaking voice. Well, I can play the part, Ingeborg says. I can play the part. And so Ingeborg plays the part of the little girl talking, but the little girl plays the part of the little girl in size. And so you see, her imagination took her far, but it didn't take her all the way. Now, why didn't her imagination take her all the way? Because she couldn't conceive of herself as being little. Now, she could. She could. She could do a lot of these things. We could all do a lot of these things. We could all visualize ourselves in these various areas. We want to learn to use our intuition. Learn to use our imagination. Learn to be the exciting people that we are. So, we diverted our conversation from the content of our talk to the content of our thinking. And we always have fun, don't we?
Yes.
Have a lovely day and know that I love you.
I love you.
I love you.